7 Key Technologies to Know in 2022 by Tom Brandt and PC Magazine back in January 24th. C-Band, UWB, QD OLED. Get yourself up to silicon speed. Learn about the new year's most impactful emerging technologies in wireless connectivity, computer storage, digital displays, and much more. PCIe 5.0, Wi-Fi 6E, DDR5. Thought your head was already stuffed with tech acronyms? Get ready for a fresh dose. A wave of new and accelerating technologies will change the way we use our PCs, smartphones, TVs, and many other kinds of gear in 2022 and beyond. How to keep track of them all? Here's your de-jargonizer. Below, we break down the top 7 you need to know about, why they're important, and whether they're harbingers of something you should be upgrading right now or will want to soon. Some of these have been bruited about as standards or protocols for years, but manufacturers are just starting to integrate them into products now. If you're used to poring over spec sheets for your next phone or laptop upgrade, get ready to see these items pop up. Others are bona fide bleeding-edge dwellers, exciting features to look forward to, even if most folks won't buy them in products this year. And no, we're not touching the biggest emerging technology for 2022 and beyond. If you were to hop on the big tech hype train, the metaverse, you could argue that it belongs here. But it's more a nebulous virtual realm for now than a technology you'll have to wrangle with, rail against, comes to term with in 2022. So you won't find it below. Here's to the future. C-Band 5G. For 5G to offer an experience that's noticeably better than 4G, it needs broad, dedicated channels, ideally 50 megahertz or wider. Enter C-band. This small slice of radio spectrum, which spans from about 3.7 gigahertz to 3.98 gigahertz, holds immense promise for people who were left disappointed by the half-baked 5G rollout in the U.S. last year. Verizon and AT&T customers with 5G-compatible devices will benefit the most now that C-band cell sites have been turned on across the country. T-Mobile will also add C-band frequencies to its network, but likely not until 2023 or later. The initial C-band rollout was complicated in January by conflicts with existing radio equipment used for aviation. If you live near a major airport, you might not get C-band coverage for a while. Ultra Wideband, UWB. Unlike C-band, the second frequency to appear on our list won't help you achieve better signal strength or faster download speeds. Instead, Ultra Wideband, UWB, is a transmission protocol that's existed for decades, but is now poised to enable a new class of low-tech yet connected devices. The name Ultra Wideband comes from the ability to transmit info across a wide radio bandwidth from 500 megahertz to several gigahertz. This gives UWB-compatible devices a short range, but one that's eminently useful for products like Apple AirTags that help you find lost stuff. In fact, finding lost stuff is a perfect example of UWB finding its niche, as opposed to serving as an alternative to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth connectivity, which indeed it's not very good at. Other real-world possibilities for UWB include using it in smart locks for passive keyless entry, which means the tech can tell you not only if you're approaching, but also if you're inside or outside a building or car. It could even start a vehicle for you. And it could power a new wave of garage door openers that don't require you to push any buttons. You even could skip having a debit card when you approach an ATM or carrying a debit card for payment, since the robot in the drive-thru window will know you're waiting for your fries and a shake. Mini LED screens. LCD panels backlit by mini LEDs use an array of tiny light-emitting diodes lining the back of the display. A mini LED arrangement like this creates an array of zones that can be dimmed or brightened independently. That's a vast improvement over conventional panel backlighting designs, which typically have just a thin strip of LEDs along the edges and a single dimming zone. Why is it so good? The more dimming zones, the more granular the control over brightness and intensity, and the more accurate colors a screen can display. Of course, this matters to photographers and cinematographers, but it also means all HDR content looks incredible. So if you consume a lot of shows or movies mastered for HDR, and you pick up a mini LED device this year, you've got a lot to look forward to. Mini LED first debuted to the public as a monitor technology in the Asus ProArt PA32UCX Content Creator Monitor in 2019. Back then, the tech, or at least that early monitor, was temperamental. Uptake since has been slow. As with AirTags and UWB, the Apple effect should help speed adoption of the superior display technology this year. Apple's newest MacBook Pro is the first high-profile laptop to use the technology. And Cupertino's iteration, Liquid Retina XDR, uses thousands of dimming zones instead of hundreds in a previous mini LED laptop from MSI. QD OLED screens. Samsung's latest 4K panel melds OLED technology with the company's quantum dot material to produce astonishing colors. It was one of the hottest products unveiled at CES 2022 earlier this year. The new mashup of technologies, which the company calls QD OLED, is intended to one-up the OLED screens of Samsung's arch rival, LG, which are already known for offering vibrant colors and pure blacks. In our early demo of QD OLED, neon-colored signs and lampposts popped out with brightness. Meanwhile, background details, such as brick walls and hair, carried more light and reflections. Although the improvements were subtle, the enhanced details added up, creating lifelike images versus the flatter, faded visuals found on LG's display technology. The newly announced QD display technology will power 65 and 55-inch TVs and 34-inch PC monitors in the coming months from brands including Samsung and Dell's Alienware. The TVs will be capable of a 144Hz frame rate, while the monitors can support up to 175Hz. Sony is also planning to launch QD OLED models, including the Master Series XR A95K television. Wi-Fi 6E. Yes, we proclaimed that 2021 would be the year to familiarize yourself with the latest Wi-Fi 6E protocol. But adoption has been slow. So you're forgiven for procrastinating. We're including the Lightning Fast Wireless Standard on this year's list because more routers and client devices that support it should hit the market in the coming months. Wi-Fi 6E adds support for 6 GHz spectrum, plus faster wireless speeds and lower latencies. The opening of the 6 GHz band is the biggest spectrum addition to Wi-Fi since 1989. The jump from 5 GHz in Wi-Fi 6 to 6 GHz may not sound like much, but it essentially quadruples the amount of airwaves, 14 additional 80 MHz channels, and 7 additional 160 MHz channels available for routers and smart devices. That means less signal interference even compared with Wi-Fi 6. If you're really living life on the bleeding edge, you'll also want to familiarize yourself with Wi-Fi 7. We don't expect any products using the next generation standard before 2024, but some networking hardware vendors are already talking up its advantages, included a purported 2.4 times increase in speed over Wi-Fi 6E. PCI Express 5.0. In 2021, we saw PCI Express 4.0 just starting to come into its own on the solid-state storage front, with Intel's Rocket Lake desktop platform finally bringing 4.0 bandwidth to PC motherboards alongside AMD's established 4.0 capable platforms. Even faster PC storage drives are on the horizon, though. Companies like Japanese memory maker Kioxia are preparing new PCI Express Gen 5.0 SSDs that can reach a theoretical 14,000 megabits per second in peak read speeds. That's an astonishing increase from generation to generation, since the current PCI Express 4.0 standard tops out at half that or around 7,000 megabits per second, which is no slouch in itself. What can you do with all this speed? As a consumer, not much, at least not yet. The first PCI Express Gen 5 drives will mostly be useful for enterprise applications and data centers. Kioxia's drives, designed for enterprise servers, and slated to arrive in the fourth quarter. Nevertheless, support for the latest PCI Express speeds are baked into Intel's new Alder Lake 12th generation CPU family, so expect them to show up in laptops and desktops of all price ranges in the near future. DDR5 memory. DDR5 is the newest standard for memory modules on consumer PCs. Each integrated circuit on a DDR5 memory module has 64 gigabits, representing a fourfold increase compared to DDR4. Previous generations of DDR memory have typically doubled capacity compared to their predecessors. DDR5 has come to the mainstream on motherboards for Intel's 12th generation core Alder Lake, though note that some of the 12th generation boards support DDR4 instead. Nonetheless, the introduction of the new memory type has led to a mini rush on the modules, and DDR5 at the start of 2022 is actually pricier and harder to come by than expected. What can you do with this vast increase in bits, given that they're already so plentiful in previous memory standards? The benefits of DDR5 in 2022 will mostly accrue to gamers upgrading their desktop PCs to new boards and chips, and to buyers of cutting-edge laptops. Later in 2022, as laptop makers are incorporating DDR5 into the latest power user machines using Intel's coming mobile versions of its 12th generation processors. But you needn't be a hardcore player to take advantage. In fact, the greatest performance gain will likely occur in games played on PCs with integrated graphics instead of a discrete GPU.